The wide, wide world of sports is going on here.
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talk Sports.
Wednesday on the Horn, we are getting you over the hump and preparing for the Arctic blast that is coming tomorrow. Be ready for that. It's 77 degrees today, or will be, but won't approach that for the next 3 days following. So what is it, tonight, Buck? The front will hit.
Before midnight.
Before midnight.
Yes.
March this evening in some parts of the air listening area, and then be very, very cold tomorrow morning. Could be some icy sleet mix kind of thing, wintry weather to be advised, be aware of tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's just when I roll into Pennsylvania with a Texas hoodie on, and people are going, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, it's looking like, because I have to commute at 5 in the morning, at least for now, it says it'll be about 36 degrees at 5 a.m., so not freezing. The freezing will begin at 7 a.m.
Oh,
at 32,
boy.
And then 30 at 8, and it's going to stay cold from then until, you know, we won't go over 50 until maybe Sunday. At this point, and so very low temperatures Thursday, Friday, at least Friday and Saturday to be sunny.
Yeah, I worked at it yesterday, getting ready, getting stuff prepared for it.
Well, Saturday and Sunday will be sunny and cold, which is, you know, we'll take that. But the chance for precipitation is tomorrow, so we'll keep an eye on the wintry conditions. But you know, it's January, and you're going back east tomorrow. You're going back to Pennsylvania for a trip, and it's going to be cold there too. I don't mind.
No 50s, no 50s or 40s there.
Take your jackets. But and I saw where when you get to Philly tomorrow, when you fly out, if you fly, I hope your plane's
I'm going from here to Chicago.
Ooh, Chi-Town. Just for a layover?
Yeah.
Quick one and then bang?
Then bang.
And then you're over to Philly. Well, 80% chance of snow tomorrow in Philadelphia or in Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
Yeah, you're gonna fly into snow. It looks like to me.
I fly right into the airport. They're used to doing this. Is
as
what they do.
To flying into a building or what?
Or no, instead
go
of
right into Bethlehem.
Yeah, instead of going to Philly and then jumping in a car, making the drive down
the
turnpike.
Bethlehem at an airport.
They do Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton Airport.
Well, that saves. That's why you're going to Chicago.
Yes,
that's good.
That costs you a little extra to make that
sure
to get right to your hometown. But
you don't have to drive in the snow.
No, dude, I don't like going down. I don't like driving anywhere in Philly. And then especially coming down the turnpike where people, when it snows there, they're still hoofing it at 70. They don't care. Slush, whatever.
Well, and Bethlehem is north of Philly.
Yes.
And the airport is south of Philadelphia.
Right.
So south side of downtown. So there you go. Well, good luck with that trip. But we've got a lot to do between now and the end of this show, including Tom Gimbel at the bottom of the hour with our live music update.
So enjoy today. I mean, seriously, if you've got any thoughts of what's around the house that needs to be covered, or if you got plants or trees that you put in and stuff, you need to get that stuff covered. It's going to be cold enough for that many days, to create a problem. It's nothing like last February, but depending on where you are, when that wind starts hustling, I mean, that those temperatures are going to even be colder. And these temperatures, Edith, they're talking about, are in the city. So if you're in those outer-lying areas, it's going to be colder.
Get ready. All right. We're also ready to talk some Texas football because it never stops. We're excited to bring to the airwaves on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. You heard him this year on all of the Longhorn football broadcasts. His first year as the sideline reporter on Learfield and with Craig Way and Roger Wallace and the team. He is Will Matthews, the lifetime Longhorn, and he joins us this morning. Will, good morning. How are you?
What's up, guys? I'm doing good. How's everything on your end?
Pretty good, Will. Pretty good, man.
Yeah. So what are you up to?
What's up?
Yeah, man. So you're doing the sports analyst stuff, of course, and that you're also doing real estate now, Will. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, it's a hot market in Austin. You gotta stay in the game, whether that's sideline reporting or, you know, selling houses, whatever, you know, doing my thing.
How's your family doing, buddy?
They're good. My dad's good. You know, he's your biggest fan.
Love that dude,
they're,
yes.
They're all good. I'm happy.
Well, that's great. Great to hear that. And how'd you enjoy the first year? You know, our good buddy Quan Cosby had done it for so many years, but you take over. And how did it go for your first season on the sidelines for all the games?
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe it, like, how much I had missed being that close to the game. It's an itch that you can't scratch with anything else. And I got to be there and through the good and a lot more bad. this year, and it was good to have Quan to call up and be like, Quan, what do I do? And you know, he was great about the whole thing, and so was the whole team, Craig and Roger and everybody.
And thoughts on Steve Sarkisian, year one, obviously 5-7, not the the record people were hoping for, but what could you take from this season that was positive for you moving forward?
Sark, there was something different about him, and we saw it in the beginning of the season. There was this humility and just like this fire, and of course we wanted that to turn into more wins this year, but I think with a little bit of time and a little bit of patience and some of these recruits getting a little bit of time on the field, I think they can do something. They can be the team, and, you know, we're getting ourselves ready before we get into that SEC.
Well, being a running back, watching Bijan Robinson play, that had to be a treat. I mean, this guy is a really special one. There's been some great running backs at Texas, but this is one of the special ones that's here right now. And, boy, they've really got to make hay when this year while he's healthy and while he's here. When he gets to be healthy, he'll get healthy with the injury. But while he's here, you really have to get things done while he's here.
Buck, he is a beast, and the guy is as much. He's got a big heart as he does athletic ability on the field. And every time he touches the ball, he might take it to the house. And that's the kind of players that we've been seeing in the running back position, from Ricky to Seth B to all the guys around him, Jamal Charles, and he's just coming in that line, and I think he's got a special twist that I haven't seen. The balance on this kid, wow, he's not going down. No, not at all. So let's get him the rock. Let's get Zay the ball, and let's get in the end zone, because I think we're on the verge of something special.
Will Matthews is with us, the sideline reporter for UT football. He's got a big event coming up we want to tell you about that you can be a part of. It's coming up next week. But, Will, you said you like Coach Sark and where it's going. I know fans are frustrated with 5-7, but you've been around coaches. You played for Mac Brown. One thing I feel about Sark, and at least I've been told and I got to see, is he's like a very candid coach. He's very honest with his players, not detrimental, but really clear with them of what he thinks and what needs to improve. And I think that's a healthy thing, that there are no secrets with Steve Sarkisian. He's an open book with his players, and I think we learned that covering him for this year.
Yeah, I mean, he has a different style. I mean, even when he came into the times when we would ask him questions, he would come out and say, here's all the things I didn't like. You know, here's what didn't happen well. Here's where we weren't where we should have been. Here's where it wasn't Texas tough. And he took it on the chin all the time, and did it in a way that was so calm and collective. It was almost kind of eerie how he put everything into perspective. I think the guy's got a broader vision, and I'm excited for, as a fan now, to really buy into that, get there, and start to see it start to permeate into the team, and the team start to do something special.
Well, one thing about him is for sure, I think he understands the fact that he's got to get good on both lines of scrimmages. And when we talk about Bijan, and we talk about the great wide receiver, and we talk about tight ends to be, and other players that expectations are high, that offense and defensive line, that the way they play has to change. And it can't be, for this amount of time in a game. It has to be for four quarters in every game, and not, some games where they play a great half or where they play this and that way. They have to be four-quarter dogs, and that's what's been missing here for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I think he understands the fact that all that stuff has to change. And I think practices, I think the way they go about what they do with their offense and defensive lines, and it's not just having a coach come in a bus and scream and holler at guys. It's just the way they have to live their daily lives when it comes to football.
Yeah, I mean, so there was something special about our teams in that era with Mac Brown. Buck, you know this. Like, when we walked out on the field before the game, we won the game. The teams crumbled when they saw us. It was the way that Casey Hampton, Corey Redding, Casey Stoddard, Lyle Finlay, they walked out on the field and they knew what they were going to do. And those guys, even today, you shouldn't run up on any of them in an alley. Like, they're dogs. They got the bone, and they will break you. And that is the kind of toughness that we've got to see down there in the trenches. It's not a place for the weak. It's not a place for the timid. And I think Coach is pushing towards that and putting some people in the right places and some dogs, just like you said, Buck.
Will Matthews, a lifetime Longhorn, played for Mac Brown in the early 2000s. You played with Rod B, too. He was your teammate back in the day.
I did.
Yeah, man.
That's my guy.
That's your guy. Our guy,
the
too.
Wood Boys.
Yeah, and listen, the Wood Boys. Now, you know, it does appear Gary Patterson is joining the staff in some capacity, a special assistant. And I remember, you know, I think it was right after you left, or maybe we were still there, when Dick Tomey and Greg Robinson came on board to replace Carl Reese. And I just remember what a difference it made. We talk about the toughness and the dog and the fight. I just remember Dick Tomey being such a passionate coach and helping bring that toughness to Texas. Is it possible Gary Patterson could be part of that, bringing some toughness back into those lines of scrimmage and how Texas goes about their day-to-day operation?
Well, he's got the pedigree. He's got the experience. He's done it. He's got a statue.
Right.
I mean, there's something about the guy. And you know, if Coach Sark and CDC and the guys up there feel like he's got something to bring to the team, I'm all for it. Do whatever you got to do. Get the right coaches. Get the right people. Put them on the field. Give them an opportunity. Get your players in space and make something happen. Whatever. Do it. Make it happen, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hey, Will, when people start talking about, you know, the dog, the fight and all that stuff, and, you know, they tend to think of Texas, and they still do is a country club atmosphere. I don't think there's anything wrong with having great facilities. And man, who the hell, as much as you practice and as much as you spend time in those areas, your facilities should be nice. You should have the best of everything, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you get to the field, it's not just about the games. It's about what you do at practice. That's where you make, honestly, that's where you make hay. On Saturdays, it's just a culmination of what you've done all week. And I never, you know, when people talk about, you know, hammering out locker rooms and $10,000 lockers, I don't give a crap about that. You should have nice things if you're a football player. You really should. It shouldn't be like when I walked in here with John Magovic coming from Illinois and the weight room was underneath the stadium and bat crap and all that stuff. You know, what's wrong with having nice stuff if you go out and perform? But it starts at practice, you know? That's where all that stuff starts to. That's where it takes place. That's where you get good on Saturdays of what you do on Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah, I mean, there is and it comes, it's a special thing. And I know you guys know this. It comes from your key players all the way down to the walk-ons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember walk-ons getting in my face and yelling and saying, that's not what we do here. And you've got to have everybody pushing everybody to the limit. And I want to walk out, and I want to be in my resort, and I want to sit in my comfy chair and heal so that I can go back and fight every day. You know, people can talk about how cushy it is and all that stuff, and it is. And all around college football right now, there's a lot of money, and you have to play that game to get the players. Put that aside. But when the whistle blows, I tell you what, they don't do the Oklahoma drill anymore because of me. I didn't take no prisoners.
They don't do bull in the ring because of me. I know that.
And went home.
Yeah, man. You're the fullback, Will. You didn't know what he wanted the Oklahoma drill when you were around. I know that. Hey, listen, we've been working with the guys at Bam Fam and Ollie and the team there, the foundation, for a long time. Love this group and what they do. You know, there's a lot of talk about social justice and police and all this, but Bam Fam does a great job, and you're going to be a part of this next Tuesday at your alma mater at Westwood High School. And I want you to tell us about it. It's a ride-along with the police department, but really it's about connecting, you know, underprivileged youth and young people with the police and try to create that bridge of relationship and understanding, you know, both sides of it. Tell me about what's happening next Tuesday for you.
You hit the nail on the head right there. I mean, it is really about helping people find empathy for each other so that when it comes to a stressful situation, you're not looking at a foe. You're talking to a friend. It's a total different situation. And if I can be a person to get in there and help sides understand each other so that we can move forward together, because even though I have no record, nothing, I've never had altercations with the police at all, I still have a fear. And I want to relinquish that, and I want to push that aside. And what I want to do is I want to help young people understand that we can do this all together, and we can move forward, and we can be a better community.
You know, as we celebrated Dr. King's, you know, we celebrated that on Monday. It is something, Will, that I talked about, the open lines of communications. And when we cut those lines off, mm-hmm. we should always be communicating, good, bad, indifferent. Just hear people out. Get an understanding. We always have that fear of people, you know, because we don't know those people. We don't know people. And we don't. And what we don't do is we have this, when we have opportunities to bring people in our lives that are different and come from different backgrounds, we tend to like to hang out with the people that we hang out with. And that's basically, it's about fear more so than anything to me. And if you cut off the lines of communications and you don't bring those kind of people in, other people from different backgrounds into your life, I think that's where the mistake comes from, because you will not communicate with them if you're not comfortable with them.
Yeah, I mean, really, when you sit down in front of somebody and you hear about their life and their struggles and you shake their hand and you have a meal, it's a different thing. And when you open up those lines of communication and people can say, hey, man, I don't understand why you're making these decisions. Can you help me figure this out? You can start to know what's going on, and then we can build a community. I've been in this community for a long time, and there's some things that we do incredible, and there's some places where we need to grow, and I want to be a part of that growth and that change.
Will, we appreciate you doing that. We appreciate the conversation. Great work this year on the team, and we'll do this more often. Talk Texas football as we get closer to next season. And how about the Alabama game next? Will, next year, you're gonna be on the sidelines when Bama rolls in here in September.
I'm gonna be losing my mind. We didn't play Bama, so I got to live vicarious through the guys. And you know, let's show SEC what's gonna happen when we come in there. You know, I'm speaking lofty, but let's go.
Hey, that's awesome. Will, thanks so much. We'll get folks the information they need on the ride-along and what you're doing. And thanks for visiting with us this morning.
Will, thanks for the good work that you're doing. Tell your pops to say hello, please.
I will. Thanks, bud. Thank you. All right, buddy. To you guys soon. Bye.
Will Matthews. Yeah, the Bam Fam Foundation. And they're kicking off another season of ride-alongs with former athletes and community police departments. You can go to our website, hornfm.com, the community events page, to learn more if you're looking for the intel. But essentially, Will Matthews will be the first of their ride-alongs. It'll be at Westwood High School along with the Round Rock Police Department next Tuesday. And, you know, it's a program designed to help bridge the gap between the local community and their police department through a Q&A, curriculum-based Q&A, like you said, Buck, the open lines of communication, and then a sports clinic for at-risk and underserved youths with the help of professional athletes like Will.
Well, I think, as I said, those lines of communications, it's, you know, when I watch some of my Hispanic friends where communications is tough, it's not easy to get things through, E, when you know, whether it's hard to articulate the language or it's hard to articulate, you know, what parts of community you come from. But when you say that that's all right, don't let you just stay where you are. I'll stay where I am, and we'll survive it. Now, bring people into your life that are different and have different thoughts and come from different areas. I believe that's the way you grow.
I think you just said it right. I think Will just hit it right on the head that, you know, make the person you think is your foe your friend, right? I mean, so many young people think the cops are the enemy. Some cops think that the people like that are the enemy, right? Well, you got to bridge that gap. And that's the only way to get through it, so that there's mutual trust and empathy both ways. And I think I appreciate Ollie Mayberry and his team at Bam Fam, the foundation, for how they use their connections with professional athletes to kind of bridge that gap between the police and the community. Really smart idea, and they've begun, and Will will be a part of that first one. We'll come back. When we do, is there a transfer portal wide receiver that maybe the Longhorns thought was off the table that may be back on the table? It's possible. We'll get you details on that. We'll also get your live music update with Tom Gimble. We're busy on a Wednesday. Thanks for being with us.
Cheers to savings.
Mornings with Bucky and Aaron.
Great visit with Will Matthews. That was fun, talking Texas football. Former hard-headed, hard-nosed linebacker fullback at the U of Texas back in the day. Teammates of Rod Babers and those great early 2000 teams for Mack Brown, and now doing sidelines for the Horns. Hey, listen, mentioned the Longhorns are still scouring the transfer portal. We know they've landed three key guys in that transfer portal already. Quinn Ewers, of course, the quarterback, the biggest of the names. His teammate at Ohio State, Ryan Watts, a cornerback who has committed. And then Jaleel Billingsley, Another one of those former Alabama Crimson Tide members that's coming here to Texas. Jahleel Billingsley, the tight end, top-rated tight end, according to the 24/7 composite in the portal. But also, looks like Texas, of course, has been after a receiver, right? A wide receiver to go along with Jordan Whittington and Xavier Worthy in that receiver room. And they were in on Mario Williams, the Oklahoma receiver, but he ended up at USC with Lincoln Riley, as most expected. But there's a kid that played at Wyoming named Isaiah Nayer. And we told you about him early on in the portal process, and because he's a kid who got into the portal, very productive receiver, veteran receiver from Wyoming, but he's from Arlington, so he's from the state of Texas. Texas was in on him early, but he recently committed to Tennessee, but he apparently is still visiting schools. And according to Mike Roach over at Horns 24/7, Isaiah Nayer, though he's committed to Tennessee, visited Ole Miss this past weekend. And that he's coming to Texas to visit the Longhorns. And according to Mike Roach, that Nayer is actually going to make his official decision between Texas and Tennessee coming up. So they'll be tracking that. So keep an eye on Isaiah Nayer, wide receiver, Wyoming, as the Longhorns look to hit the portal. And the other name to keep an eye on, obviously, now that Gary Patterson, I mean, it's not been announced officially, but Gary Patterson is going to work every day at Texas as the special assistant to the head coach. He was at the football game or the basketball game last night with Chris Del Conte. Now that that is official, or at least happening, wait on the name O'Shawn Mathis, the defensive end from Manor, who's a three-year starter for Gary Patterson at TCU while he was there. That's a name to watch as well. Just a couple of notes out of the transfer portal. But it's also a Wednesday, and we're at the bottom of the hour. That means it's time for our buddy Tom Gimbel, the Austin City Limits television show's general manager, to walk us through our roadmap for the upcoming live music week in Austin, Texas. Tom joins us on the Vaqueros Hotline. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, E. How are you?
Good. How are you? How are things in the new year over at ACL-TV? Everything rolling well into the new year?
Yeah, hanging in there, and we're making good progress on bookings for the season. I'm very excited about some of the names that we're talking with, and we'll be excited to reveal those names when we can. But, you know, a lot of people have not been on the road over the last couple years for obvious reasons, and now they're starting to come out, get back on the road. So it means there's a lot of good acts that are going to be touring, and we're excited to be able to tape some of those acts for Austin City Limits, what will be season 48.
Awesome.
We continue to extend our record as the longest running music show in the world.
In the world of all time, as I like to say. And the live music week is interesting because I see tonight a band that I like a lot that taped your show previously is going to be live at the Moody Theater tonight at ACL Live at the Moody Theater. Let's kick it off with your favorite picks of the week starting tonight, Tom.
Starting tonight and tomorrow night, it's a two-night engagement. A band from Philadelphia. The original name was going to be the Rigatoni Danzas. I'm glad that they settled on the War on Drugs. And the War on Drugs, a tremendous band. As you said, they've taped Austin City Limits, a band from Philadelphia. Originally included Kurt Vile, who then left to form his own band, Kurt Vile and the Violators. So really a talented group with Adam Granduchil and Kurt Vile forming the War on Drugs in Philadelphia and then splitting. But the War on Drugs, tremendous live act, and they're two nights at ACL Live at the Moody Theater, and I believe tickets are still available for both shows. If you haven't seen the War on Drugs live, really tremendous live band, and certainly worth checking out to kick off your live music week. It is also today Dolly Parton's birthday.
Nice.
Dolly Parton is 76 years old. Dolly Parton is in the Country Music Hall of Fame. She's composed over 3,000 songs. Can you imagine her publishing checks? And, you know, it includes songs like I Will Always Love You, Jolene, Coat of Many Colors, 9 to 5. I mean, she's been an actress. She's just obviously an icon and not only a very talented songwriter and singer, but also a great philanthropist, someone who really cares about people. So who better to celebrate? And there's going to be a Dolly Parton tribute tonight at the Far Out Lounge and Stage, and a bunch of acts are coming together to tribute Dolly, including Trina White, Jessica Silva, the No Mercy Family Band, Devin Jake, Ramblin' Rose, all out at the Far Out Lounge and Stage, which is on South Congress, but a fun place to see a show and kind of get to, it's an outdoor experience, so you can enjoy that tonight. Although the chill is probably going to start to come in.
Might beat it.
That show starts at 6, so yeah, you might beat it. But dress warmly just in case. On Friday night, a few good choices. At the 310 at ACL Live, the Rebirth Brass Band out of New Orleans, founded in 1983, Kermit Ruffins and Company, out of the Treme neighborhood of New Orleans. They're just awesome all the time. If any brass band from New Orleans is worth seeing, but Rebirth Brass Band is one of the very best. So they're going to be at the 310 at ACL Live. There's a very interesting show taking Bill Frisell and Bill Morrison, and it's a collaboration. So the filmmaker Bill Morrison did a film about the flooding of the Mississippi Delta in 1927. And then Bill Frisell, inspired by that film, created a soundtrack. But a lot of the electric blues, I mean, you know, if it wasn't for this flood of 1927, we might not have Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
You know, because we had all, it was one of the greatest disasters in the history of the United States, and 27,000 square miles of land were underwater. And these, you know, southern sharecroppers and musicians, they all moved to northern cities. So, you know, the blues that we know in Memphis and Detroit and Chicago were these Delta blues artists moving up there with their acoustic guitars and then plugging in. And that's where kind of the electric blues came from. So you might not have Led Zeppelin. You might not have Jimi Hendrix. You know? You might not have B.B. King if it wasn't for this great flood in 1927. So that's pretty cool. And you can check out The Great Flood with the Bill Frisell Trio Friday night at Bass Concert Hall. Out of Oklahoma, some Red Dirt Country from Jason Bolan and the Stragglers. Going to be out at Coupland Inn and Dance Hall on Friday night. A great Americana or alternative country band out of Dallas called the Old 97s are going to be down at Green Hall on Saturday. All Them Witches, kind of a blues rock band out of Nashville, Tennessee. You know, if you're a fan of anything from Lynyrd Skynyrd to the Black Crowes, you might like All Them Witches. And they're going to be at Mohawk on Saturday night. And I will mention that Saturday is January 22nd. It is Hi, How Are You Day. We are not going to have the concert this year at ACL Live at the Moody Theater. I think we mentioned last week that we moved that show to May 4th, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. But there is a Hi, How Are You Day concert going on in Dublin, Ireland, at Whelan's in Dublin, a club there featuring an artist named Jerry Fish and a bunch of friends. So we're not going to be able to celebrate it with live music here in Austin, but they are celebrating it in Dublin.
Awesome.
Which is pretty cool. And we are hosting the Happy Habitathon, which is something that we did last year when we couldn't have a concert. And this is just getting out there and doing something that is good for your mind, good for your body, good for your mental health, whether it's exercise, taking a walk with your dog, eating a healthy meal, practicing mindfulness, whatever it might be that puts you in a good state of mind. We're encouraging people to do that. Do it with a friend, and of course, check in on somebody on Hi, How Are You Day. We're really grateful that the governor has declared Hi, How Are You Day on January 22nd for the state of Texas, and also Mayor Adler. So we're really grateful for the official proclamations and recognition of that day. And we'll be back with the concert on May 4th. But I just wanted to mention, kind of cool that there is a concert going on in Dublin.
I like that. I wish I could make it over to Dublin for that.
Too, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'd love to go to that one. And if you're going to watch Austin City Limits this week, one of the best tapings of last year, Duran Duran, a wow. Full hour with Duran Duran is going to be on Austin PBS, 7 p.m. on Saturday. So if you're at home or you're not, set your DVR there and record that show, because it is a killer, killer taping, and it's going to be a great episode. And then quickly, our music week will wrap up with a few good shows. On Sunday, and you will know us by Trail of the Dead, one of the great alt-rock bands from Austin. They've been around since the early 90s. They are going to be at Little Brother, which is celebrating its third anniversary. That's pretty cool, on Sunday. The Archangels are back. And this really popular show at ACL Live at the Moody Theater. Doyle Bramhall, Charlie Sexton, you got Chris Layton on drums, and they've added Eric Holden on bass. Tommy Shannon no longer playing with the Archangels. Eric Holden is going to be playing with them, but really cool to see those guys back together. Obviously, they were one of Austin's big bands when they came out in the early 90s and, you know, were on the Billboard chart and touring. But they since have some pretty good gigs. You know, Bramhall plays with Eric Clapton, and Charlie Sexton tours with Bob Dylan. those guys aren't doing too bad. But they're back together 8 p.m. on Monday at ACL Live at the Moody Theater. Really cool band out of L.A., two twins called The Garden, who have a huge, huge underground following, really popular on Spotify. They're going to be at the Mohawk on Monday, and that will wrap up our music week. So some pretty good eclectic choices. You know, we've got some touring acts coming in, like the War on Drugs, but we've also got the Rebirth Brass Band from New Orleans, the Great Flood Show at Bass Concert Hall, and a bunch of good alt country and rock acts coming to town. So good live week.
It is good. And the Archangels, Tom. Archangels, when I was in college at St. Edward's, they were the one of the bands for sure, with the two members from Stevie Ray Vaughan's Double Trouble, as you mentioned, and just tremendous. They were great back in the day. Love to see them this coming Monday. Tom, thanks so much. We'll get the word out for Hi Ho Are You Day, and we'll be pushing that out next week on Tuesday Saturday with the 22nd, correct?
Saturday.
Yeah, yes. Saturday. So we'll be pumping that out, and I know we're partnering with you on that here at the radio stations as well for the May 4th event. So appreciate you doing it. Always, we'll post all of your live music picks, the roadmap to your live music week, at hornfm.com. Appreciate you, Tom.
Always appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
There you go. We'll get those posted for you. Always, like, it's so simple. You just click on the website, and you can find, you know, if you're going out for live music, and you think, man, where should we go? What's playing tonight? Tom always does a nice job. He's got his 5 or 10 picks that he picks for us on the show, but he has, you know, 6 or 8 shows each night starting tonight that you can pick from. So check that out, hornfm.com. And when you're out seeing the live music in the live music capital of the world, do it with a nice cold Bud Light. Always do it. The world's favorite light beer. Be smart. But if you're going to that War on Drugs show tonight or any other shows this week, make sure you be smart, but do it with the ice cold Bud Lights. We're coming right back.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Appreciate everybody this morning. Good stuff in the 9 o'clock hour. Will Matthews and Tom Gimbel. And Bucky's final segment for a couple days. You're going to be watching divisional playoff football in Philadelphia this weekend. Or up.
Bethlehem, PA, right beside Living Here in Allentown.
There's a place Easton, called Living Here, Pennsylvania?
No. You know, Allentown, Billy Joel, Living Here in Allentown, the song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm just right down the road from the home of Larry Holmes.
Ooh, the great
heavyweight champion, Larry Holmes, Easton, PA.
Also, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the home of The Rock.
Home of The Rock and Bethlehem Steel, the former Bethlehem Steel.
That's right, and that's where you'll be this weekend, seeing friends, and you'll be bundled up. I know that, but we will be this Saturday.
And you guys will be bundled up, too, here.
I know. This Saturday weather looks like good football watching weather. It's going to be sunny, but actually it'll be 54 degrees on Saturday. That's not terrible.
You know, we're just having a little discussion about, you know, I've been going to, and I know for your mom, I am going to start going. There's a nice little Catholic church in Dripping Springs. I know she likes to hear this, but I'm going to, you know, I've been going to my wife's church, you know, the Ridge, in Dripping Springs, but I'm going to head back. When I get back, I'm going to start going to Catholic Church a little bit more. They have a nice little cool chapel, if you just want to go in and say your prayers in the chapel where there's nobody around. I don't have to be in a super spreader event in there.
Yes.
I'm going to go in and do some of those things.
You went to Catholic school all the way through, so you're still a good Catholic. I get that.
And once again, for my wife, my wife says, hey, I always ask her, how do I dress when I go to, you know, regular church with her? And she said, well, you know, everybody's going to be in jeans and boots and stuff. And I said, not me. I said, I was raised, I can't go into a church for prayer in jeans. I just can't. I have a hard time with that. And then you start telling me about the story.
I mean, back when I was growing up, we're Catholic, Houston, too. You and I are both Catholic. And my parents both, my mom went to Catholic school like you did all the way through high school. And then, you know, I didn't. I went to public school, but then St. Edward's. So good Catholics for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, when we were in growing up, my mom worked on the weekends, so my dad would take us to church on Sundays, my brother and I. And we'd be like my other kids, brothers too. But they, it would be like July, June in Houston. It's like 1,000 degrees. And we're like, Dad, can't we wear like shorts and sandals or something?
Like,
it's hot as hell outside.
So Joseph was a carpenter. You never saw him in boots, right?
And I said, or dress pants? My brother used to, wise guy, say, Jesus wore sandals. Why can't I wear sandals?
No.
That was always the joke.
No, I can't even imagine coming up in church in sandals.
No. Well, yeah, you dress just appropriately. And that all stems from the fact that Snoop Daniel showed up at Zay's wedding.
With his gear on.
With some jeans on. Jeans on. Which, you know, that's Snoop's uniform.
I guess.
Nothing wrong with that. Right, Zay?
Yeah, I guess. He got a C-minus for me. He barely passed.
You know, I rolled up in there one time.
Zay was in a nice tuxedo with a white top, white jacket.
I think when my mom saw me with a nice pair, and I had a nice pair of jeans, and I was going to go to Mass, she said, where are you going, down to your friend's house? You going to the late Mass? I said, no, I'm going to this Mass right now. She goes, not in those jeans, you're not. And I went, yeah, but they're brand new, Mom, and they're really nice looking. She goes, you can save those for NFL Sunday with your buddies somewhere, or you can go play football in those jeans, pick up football. Well, I got back in my regular clothes, and I've never gone to church in a pair of jeans ever.
Well, that's probably the right way to go, especially a Catholic school child like yourself. But it's, by the way, somebody said, let's go over Bucky's picks again. You won't be here for the picks on Friday, so you did them today.
Yes.
Your gold star lock pick is the Tennessee Titans.
The Tennessee Titans is my gold star lock for sure.
Favored by 3 points over the Bengals.
But my also winners are the Buffalo Bills.
Wrong over team favored.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
In Kansas City. And I originally thought the 49ers were on the verge of doing some really cool things and reaching there. Speaking of crescendos, they were starting to get that way, but come on, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers are not losing at home, and they're winning by at least a touchdown in Green Bay where it's going to be freezing cold for the 49ers.
Well, I like those picks.
And Aaron Rodgers, if it's at the 5 and he runs, he's running in the end zone. He's not looking to duck out of things.
The Niners and Packers are very familiar with each other. Of course, they played in the NFC Championship game 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They've played twice since then. Packers have won both. But
that's a high number.
The last one was just a 2-point victory. I think it's about Nick Bosa. Does Bosa play? Can Frank Warner, the linebacker, go? Those are big.
Yeah, I'm calling up John Bosa and say, do the right thing by your son. He can't get in that game.
You're going to tell him to get in the game.
No. I don't want him in the game. That helps, really
Papa
helps.
Bosa.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. These games are so evenly matched. I mean, if you're a gambler, this is one you might want to sit out. You want to have some skin in it if you like that kind of stuff. But
since he is the one, I just don't think they're ready for that prime time.
But they got that Joe Burrow kid.
Yes.
Who's a little bit cut from a different cloth. The matchup of quarterbacks, I like Joe Burrow over Tannehill, even though Tannehill's, I know Longhorn fans hate the Aggies, but he's actually been pretty good. And now he's going to get Derrick Henry back and a fresh, that becomes a thing that, how much help did the rest bring for Mike Vrabel's team? And Mike Vrabel, his team gets an extra week to try to come up with some schemes and game plans to try to slow down Jamar Chase in that passing game. And no one's been able to cover Jamar Chase. That guy's just a different speaking.
Yeah, and who the heck wants to tackle Josh Allen in the secondary for Kansas City? Because he will be in your secondary.
This is true. Well, I mean, that's the final game, but that's the best game. It's hard to argue with what we're getting in Tampa, with Tampa and the Rams and star power there, Buffalo, Kansas City.
It's going to be a great weekend of football.
Oh, man. Oh, it's always my favorite weekend, no question. Divisional weekend, 2 days of the best teams. Obviously, Championship Sunday, the following week's pretty good, too, with the Final Four. But you get 2 days of it this weekend. So excited about that Saturday and Sunday. Buck, safe travels, my friend.
And you guys be careful out there. It's still out there. Zay, it's still out there.
Just went to Zay's super spreader wedding, so we're hoping we're all good.
Yeah, we're good.
They did good, though. We had gloves on to get food.
Absolutely. The whole works.
They were very smart about it. Zay, you have a great day, too. Buck, great stuff. You missed any part of the show, podcast it at hornfm.com. We'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, you guys cover up all your pipes. Make sure your pipes are covered.
Wrap that pipe.
Wrap it. Wrap that pipe.
Bring your pets in. Cover your plants. Be careful tomorrow morning. We'll be up and gone at 6 a.m. Could have some weather issues. We'll keep you alerted and posted as you get up and out tomorrow morning, so join us then. Plus, we'll be talking more Texas basketball, Texas football, divisional playoffs. And, yes, tomorrow is a Buck Off Thursday. Buck Ons and Buck Offs all morning long, so get those ready as well. Buck, be safe. We'll see you Monday.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be back. Next, though, it's Light the Tower. Craig, Jeff, and Snoop.